Let's head up near Dodgeville, just outside of Mineral Point, Bertram Financial. More portion of the Morning Mess brought to you by and sponsored by Bertram Financial. We're going to talk with retirement planning expert and author Michelle Bertram. Michelle helps you create your dream retirement using her dream retirement process. Hey, Michelle, what's on your retirement mind today?
Yeah, well, last week since we talked, it was kind of a busy week last week. We saw some market volatility, of course, the week before, and there's just thoughts on what is going to happen with rates. Therefore, some of the companies with the fixed rates that we've talked about for a while have lowered some of their rates. Not all, but some of them have started to lower it. I'm sure others will take suit. We can kind of see that the bank, too, where rates are lowering. So we had a very busy week last week getting a bunch in before rates changed in certain companies. And, again, it's not the end. There's still some good rates out there, but I think it's a sign that rates could be changing. And so we've been talking about this a while, and I think it's good to know. Like, it's not going to always be that way. Sometimes something changes, and we think, oh, I can get 5% on the CD. I've heard that, and we've talked about that for a while. But a lot of those were a cut, like, not even a year. And as things change, where are we going to go to get those rates? And right now it's great to take advantage of locking in higher rates for a longer period of time. And some of those, as we talked about, with the market volatility, it comes right into that. A lot of times, instead of just getting you a straight fixed rate, which you have that option, we'll get a higher cap on the S&P, which means if the market's up, you can make up to 10% on the S&P. Then if the market's down, you don't lose anything. And especially when you're getting closer to retirement, taking some of your funds out of the market volatility and having some protections in place like that really make a big difference, because there's certain periods of time in the market where that will outperform even what the market does, simply because while you don't get a 20% gain, you also don't get a 20% loss. And as we've talked about lots, Scott, and you've talked about, a loss, just the simple math, a 30% loss takes you 43% to get back to normal. And so taking advantage of those, being able to make 10% on the upside and not take any hits on the downside, is really a key, especially those kind of close to retirement or in retirement. It's a thing that you want to be looking at right now.
And why, Michelle, why do the, this is a rhetorical question, why do the CD rates go down faster than the mortgage interest rates? Why does that happen?
That's a good question, huh? It would be nice if it was the other way around. I guess I would just say it depends on who's benefiting, right? It seems to be that way first, that it's the consumer who gets the last benefit. This is just my opinion, right? So rates are going to go down faster on your savings than they are going to go on your mortgage. And yes, it'd be nice if rates go back down. There's pros and cons to where the rates are. I think for the majority, it's better if the rates are lower for the purpose of mortgages and things in that matter, and even companies who are using some lending to grow. However, for the saver, and especially the savers that are close to retirement, these higher rates have been nice. And this is, I stress it because it's not going to, unless something drastically changes, it's not going to last forever. So we need to take advantage of things while we have the opportunity.
And I think the consensus out there is that they expect at least the interest rate, the Fed rate, to go down at least a half a point, one half of a point of interest by the end of the year, at least that, right?
That is what has been talked about. And, a lot of markets could react too. It's not about an if with the interest rates in the market. It's kind of why things happen. That could cause market volatility. And, a half a percent drop in the interest, as you've just kind of pointed out, I mean, it's not going to just drop rates by a half a percent. It's a bigger, lever, so to speak, because of a lot of the back things and work into it, and how companies are structuring things and what they have available. So just because it drops by, you think, oh, a half a percent's not a big deal, but it can cause some big movements on the side of, saving and what rates you're able to get. So that's why if you are close to retirement or are thinking about it, and especially if you haven't liked the volatility you've saw in your retirement accounts recently, this is the opportunity that we at least need to have a discussion and see what else is available, because 6 months from now, I can't tell you what the rates will be, right? I mean, that's with anything, right? And it could be good. I mean, things could go the other way. you don't really know. Although if rates stay, then that could that mean trouble elsewise, and that means more volatility, which would have been better, or they could have been dropped, and you're going, man, I wish I would have changed things before, right? So I would say it's important to at least have some conversations now, make sure you know all the options available to you. And even if you're still working, this is something a lot of people don't understand, that even if you're working, if you're after 59 and a half, most companies allow you to move some of your 401k into your individual IRA, which then allows more investment choices than are available in the 401k. You still keep your 401k open. You can still keep contributing, but it's a way to kind of diversify with different assets that are not in the 401k. Again, 401ks are built really for those, you know, putting money away and saving for towards retirement. They're really not built to help you when you're at retirement, okay? So it's important to know that too. If you're still working for a company, it doesn't mean that you don't have any options. You could still look at some of that, and we can help you at least figure out what the rules are and what makes most sense for you based on your situation.
Yeah, don't put all your eggs in one basket. And, well, are you telling me today that your crystal ball is a little cloudy today about predicting the future? Is that what you're telling me today?
I think it's like that every day, right? Yeah. I just try to say we got to plan with what we know today and make the best decisions that are available to us. And again, you know, you think about the downside too. So what happens if it doesn't, you know, change? Well, what I do know is even if the market flips and, you know, it has a great end of the year and is up, well, even if we move some of it out of the market and had it, you know, where we're capping the gains at 10%, I can tell you that over 5 years, 10 years, you're still going to have good returns because at some point we're going to see market losses, and everybody knows that. It's not when you're going to have a market loss or if it's going to have a lot market loss, it's when. And so it's still a good decision to make those moves now and lock into some of the higher rates while they're here. I can say that they've been higher in the last, about year and a half than they have been in 25 years. So if that, take that for what it's worth, right? And why planning today is really important.
All right. Be sure to connect with Michelle and check out all of her blogs and free resources. Her website, very easy, creatingyourdreamretirement.com. Creatingyourdreamretirement.com. Or you can call her at 608-987-1511. The preceding brought to you by and sponsored by Bertram Financial, Mineral Point.